This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So for our Cassidy discussion today, I wanted to do something a little bit different. We received a pretty cool email and I wanted to share it with you guys. I asked for permission to do so from somebody who's actually using Cassidy per our recommendation and is really enjoying it. Yeah. So the email reads, "Hey guys, thanks so much for turning us on to Cassidy. One of the best decisions we've ever made from a lifestyle perspective. Now, instead of trying to wade through a complicated interface, we just get to focus on meeting, playing, and fun. Thanks so much for the awesome recommendation." And then they give their names. Obviously, we're not going to give their names, but no. I think that's awesome. I think when we've received a lot of feedback like that from people. They've been on previous sites before. They're on them because they're the big one in their area or it's the only one they've ever heard of before.
Right.
And the awesome thing is there are now options. And one of the options that we think is, well, we think it's by far the best option.
Yeah, it's the only option. It's the only one we use other than our, you know, our BDSM site in particular. We only have a profile on Cassidy.
Yes, and we absolutely love Cassidy. If you want to see what all of the fun is about for yourself, head on over to frontporchswingers.com. We have two Cassidy banners available that you can click on and get 30 free days. Test it out, see why it's better than the competition. And I'll tell you, a lot of them I've been on just to, you know, check them out a little bit, see what the competition's like.
Yeah,
and they're fucking difficult. I'm a tech person, and I can't hardly navigate them sometimes.
It's like people just overcomplicate things, and Cassidy is not complicated.
No, they just
click,
want you
get laid. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally. And if you're already on Cassidy and you're not part of our awesome community yet, you should change that ASAP by searching for our community, which is Front Porch Swingers.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like over 1,500 people on that thing now. A bunch of kinky folks on our community.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. We also have some new Patreon members that we are so excited to be welcoming to the fun party. We've been having a lot of fun on Patreon. I will say we learned an important lesson this week on Patreon.
Yes, we did. Thanks to our friends, the couple next door, clued us in. Fortunately.
Yeah, we had no idea that you couldn't post like straight up sex pics on Patreon, and we posted one from our threesome.
Well, apparently you can't post anything that even resembles porn, and you put up straight up ass porn.
Porn. Yeah. Me getting fucked in the ass.
Yes.
So we are going to find another outlet for our Patreon members to see some of that stuff.
Yes.
Maybe we just need to, we have a Snapchat available for our Patreon members. So I think we're going to amp that up, make that a little bit more dirty and naughty.
For sure.
So if you want to come be a part of that fun, plus get our bonus episodes, plus, you know, get a call out on the podcast and all the other cool shit that our Patreon members get, you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers.
Yeah.
And we have a ton of new Patreon members since our last podcast episode, so we're gonna give a quick shout out to them. So we have Mark, we have K and C, we have our friends R and A, who are also in our Naughty Kick group.
Yes,
love you
are.
Guys. We have R Bro, Steve, and William.
Yep.
So that's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, I'm pretty excited. We have a Skype call Tuesday.
Yeah. We do. One of our Patreon members pledged at the level where we do a 20-minute Skype conversation where they talk about whatever the hell they want. And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be the first one we've done. And I'm super excited about it.
So we also have some naughty travel in the works, or not in the works. It's happening.
No, it's going down. What are we, about a week out, week and a half out?
Yeah. Something like
that. Headed to Denver.
Back to Denver.
Quickly becoming our favorite new city.
Especially for swinger fun, because there are some naughty ass people there.
Well, it's a good time. It's so much different, so far removed from what we're used to at home. It's like going to fucking adult Disneyland.
Yeah, it's a very open community, and we've met some amazing people through our last visit there, basically.
For sure. And our community, our Cassidy community, is very large in Denver.
We have a lot of Denver folks in there for sure. So we are so excited to be going to the Scarlet Ranch's last foam party of the year.
Yes, we have a cabana outside. It is going to be fucking crazy because a lot of our friends are going to be joining us there.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. So we're actually right, we're in the thick of it. Like we're in the foam. right?
No.
Or just off of it or something.
Yeah.
Right? We were told
that two of the cabanas, like the foam moves into the cabanas.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we're just outside of that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be really fun. And I will say the last Scarlet Ranch experience that we had was maybe not as sexy as it could have been. This time I want to have full on debauchery happening.
We were in host mode the entire time because we had hosted our first ever meet and greet in Denver where, you know, we were expecting 15 or 20 people and over 50 showed up.
Right.
So we were just kind of, you know, hanging out and drinking and having a good time with those folks until the 2 o'clock in the morning at just a regular bar and grill. Then the next day, before we went to the ranch that evening with a lot of people from that party, we hosted kind of a cocktail hour at our suite. Another 30 people show up. So Then we're hosting again. So we were just in that mode.
Well, I also think it was just such a new experience. I've never experienced anything like the ranch before.
Yeah, for you, I know it was overwhelming.
I mean, we've been to huge lifestyle events and it's not the same. This is the craziest lifestyle experience I've ever had in my entire life. The entire time, it's like, I don't know which sexy direction to go in because there's so many people. Everyone is dolled up and looks amazing and there to have fun. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck do we do?
Well, the cool thing about it is depending on where you are, because it's such a big place. Like you could be in just off the main room and there's some people just shooting pool and they're just sexily, you know, really sexy. They're dressed really provocatively, but it could be any place. It could just be any bar or restaurant.
Sometimes they're not even dressed provocatively. Sometimes some just had like beautiful. I had a cocktail dress on.
That's what I mean. Heels. They're dressed really well. And so you could just be anywhere. And then you go downstairs and they're straight up fucking. So it's like, wow, where exactly am I?
Yeah.
You know, it really kind of, it'll throw you off. And we were just taking it all in and we're just trying to be hospitable with the folks that we were with because we really enjoyed meeting them and they came out to see us for the first time. Also, we walked into the Scarlet Ranch. We weren't there 5 minutes and a listener came up to us and introduced himself.
Not even with the group.
They weren't even with us. They just recognized us and they were like, hey, you're Brian and Brenner. We're like, oh, okay. So it was kind of a different experience for us.
Yeah, it was really fun. But this time, I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't sexy. That's how I can describe our last Scarlet Ranch experience. This time, I want to be a slut.
Yes, I know you do.
I want to suck cock.
Yep.
I want to make out with some hot chicks.
Yep, I know you do.
I want to do it all.
I know you do.
I maybe even want to get fucked.
I'm sure you do. So. We have a cabana. I mean,
either by you or by someone else.
Both.
Or both. Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm just ready for like the ultimate slutty experience.
We also have a great hotel suite. Got balcony, separate room, couple of beds, a wet bar. It's going to be on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Should be good stories.
For sure. At least a couple.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
We said that last time before we went to the ranch, though, and we came back and we're like, well, we didn't bang at the ranch at all.
No, but it was fun. And it opened the door for us to really, now we're really just going to kind of absorb it and take it all in and just enjoy it all.
In fact, the most I did the last time we were at the ranch was make out with a hot woman.
You sure did. It was super
And hot. She's coming this time.
Yes, she is.
And I'm pretty excited about that. And there's lots of super hot people that are going to be joining us.
Yeah, we have some friends coming from another state to hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
So how about our single guy tip of the week?
So we just had an interesting experience, or I should say, well, you kind of had an interesting experience. So go ahead and tell everybody kind of what prompted this.
What prompted me to orchestrate this whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. So you and I have had a similar fantasy for a long time now.
Yes.
And I won't divulge the entire fantasy because it's a huge part of the story that we're going to be telling today.
Right.
But it's this thing where you and I have dirty talked about it. We've been sitting at bars and we've talked about like, ooh, wouldn't this be hot if it actually happened?
Right.
The major issue with making it happen is that you can't just snap your fingers where we live and have this work out.
Correct.
It's a little bit more complicated. And the other part of it is, as much as we don't give a shit who knows about us in town and things like that, it's really not a huge concern for us.
Right.
It's a concern in terms of we don't want to act inappropriately in places where you especially are known for professional reasons.
Right.
Or we as a couple are known. There's that fine line because we live in a small conservative area.
For sure.
And so we decided we were going to go out of town. You got an awesome deal on a hotel at our favorite hotel to stay at.
Best hotel in the state. And I just got this kind of popped up on my phone. Was like, hey, you want to stay the weekend? And with this fucking phenomenal rate, which never happens there. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it. So I just text you. And sure enough, we put it together and we did it.
Yeah.
Which will lead into the story that we're going to tell you today.
So we were going to this place and we reached out to a few of our friends. And because it's still summertime and it's the end of the summer, most people were traveling. We had other friends that had a huge storm hit their home, unfortunately. So they were dealing with that. So we were like, hey, even if it's just us for the weekend, that's totally fine. We weren't going to put too much effort into meeting anyone else while we were there just because we had very limited time. It was super last minute.
Very last minute.
And so it was like, yeah, let's just go and have fun with each other.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
But the night before we went, I got a message on Cassidy.
Right.
From a single guy.
Right.
Who does not live in our state.
Correct.
His location was listed as a different state.
Correct.
But he reached out and said, hey, I'm only a couple hours away from you guys in the town that we just happened to be going to. All the stars had to align for this to work out.
Right.
And actually what he said is, I might come through and hike in your area. So let me know if I can, you know, have a drink with you guys or something. And I said, well, I think I have a better idea.
Yes, you do.
So I gave him our kick information. He and I exchanged a couple of pics, but very little information was exchanged.
Right.
It was because I had this fantasy in mind that I wanted to fulfill. And so I told him about the fantasy and I told him that, you know, you would be involved from afar, but not involved in any of the play.
Right.
And that basically he would have to pick me up at a bar.
Correct.
And he said, well, okay, that sounds really hot.
Right. So let's talk about where that leads into single guy tip of the week.
Okay.
We were reached out to by a couple who had a single guy mishap, right? And the moral is, and we'll get more into it as we talk about this story, while you were corresponding with this guy, while you didn't give me any information, you already had a plan. And essentially for that plan to really come to fruition, the single guy had to follow through.
Right.
He had to show up.
Right.
And he had to be open to whatever the idea was that you presented him.
Right.
Well, we got an email from a couple who was dipping their toe into the hot wife pool. And they had a similar situation where they were going to meet their first single guy for the first time. Well, in unfortunately, true single guy fashion, he was a flake. And after all this preparation, didn't show up. And then later reached out to them again in the hopes that they would give him another chance.
Right.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you got hit by a fucking car or struck by fucking lightning, you getting cold feet and just ghosting them is not going to get you a second chance.
Yeah.
So single guy tip of the week, buyer beware. Know what you're getting into. If you think that I'm going to have sex with this woman who's married and has permission from her husband, this is super hot. It sounds really hot until you actually have to pull the fucking trigger and show up.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that is, though? Do you think it's a scary situation? Like they feel...
For sure.
A certain... Like they're overwhelmed by it?
Yeah, there's a certain... I mean, there's definitely some trepidation, right? We've talked about this before. You're not just going to meet a gal at a bar with the hopes of hitting it off. You're also going to meet her significant other. And this, the whole idea of this is... And it's funny because where most guys go out and they're hoping to get laid, right? They're going to meet a woman at a bar and pick her up and go back to their place. Like that's the ideal scenario for a single dude. And that sounds great. In this particular case, sex is almost guaranteed if you're not a total idiot.
Right.
So you're going to have to, I don't want to say perform, but you now have the opportunity. It's not even an opportunity. It's almost a foregone conclusion that you're going to get laid. You just got to be fucking normal and impress these two people. And that's the key, right? You're impressing two people, not just one.
Yeah.
In a strange environment. You're going to meet at a bar. You're going to meet her and her significant other. I get it. There's some weirdness there. But if this is what you really are trying to accomplish, I mean, have all your ducks in a row. You know, don't waste people's time.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I also think this is something that couples struggle with in the lifestyle, which is this idea that things sound hot and the idea of being in the lifestyle seems like such a great idea, but you don't think it all the way through.
For sure.
That's a certain part of it. And then I think another part of it is, okay, you do want to be in the lifestyle and you do think it's super hot and it is right for you, but for whatever reason, you chicken out.
Yeah, you get cold feet.
Couples do this all the time.
Just happened to us.
We chickened out on our first three experiences. We hear from couples that say that all the time and single guys.
Yeah.
And I think it's that idea of taking that first step is the most terrifying part of the entire thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's like anything else you're not familiar with. It's uncharted waters for the most part. You got to dip your toe in there, but certainly don't do this. Guys, as a single guy, don't do this. Don't get all worked up. Don't get people all excited vis-a-vis a couple that you're getting ready to meet the hot wife and potentially play with. Set up a time to meet. These people go out of their way to get a hotel room. They're making plans or maybe getting a babysitter or whatever. And then you just don't show up.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Have the audacity days later to reach out and say, oh, hey, I'm really sorry about that. It really got in my head. I got all nervous. Man, that shit's not going to fly.
No.
You know, that's not going to work. Be an adult. If you make plans, follow through with it. And listen, if you don't think it's going to work, if you don't have the nerve to pull it off, you show up, you graciously thank them for their time, explain to them that this just might not be for you at this point, and bow out.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't just fucking ghost them and then try to get back in the door. Man, that's not okay.
Well, don't ghost them, period. I fucking hate when people do that.
Yeah, that's just not all right. It's not cool. And especially as a single guy, again, you're up against a lot of competition.
Yeah.
You know, and the more often, and we hear about this all the time, right? Like from couples that want to dip their toe in the single guy pool, but they get, this happens, you know, they get stood up or, you know, they have a couple of bad experiences and then they're just off the single guy train completely. Well, that's not helping anybody.
It's not just dates either. Tim and Katie from Energy Underground told us that something like 70% of single guys and women that sign up for their events don't actually follow through and come to
the
events.
That's single guys and single women. 7 out of 10 don't actually show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, listen, nothing to be afraid
of. But to me, what that is like you're not ready to take that step yet, and that's fine. But don't make others rely on you and then just bail. That's not cool.
Well, what happened to us? We set our first meet and greet in Denver, as we talked about. You permitted like 7 or 8 single guys to show up, and at the last minute, one guy reached out to you and was really pleading with, you know, really want to meet you guys, would really love to attend. Would you give me the opportunity? You allowed that guy to show to come to the party. Added an additional single guy. I think it was 8 or 9. None of them showed up.
No.
Not a single guy showed up. I mean, you know, listen, if you guys want to get in the game, you know, you got to get on the field.
Yeah. Take the first step.
Yeah, for sure. So, leading back into our story.
Well, and this story, I feel like this guy had so much more pressure. I mean, this was not just hey, come meet me and my significant other and maybe, you know, we'll hit it off and fuck. This guy had to pick me up at a bar, impress me enough that I wanted to take him upstairs to our hotel room and have sex with him, all the while knowing that you were watching from afar.
That's right. So let's paint a picture. You planned this whole thing without telling me anything. Right. All you knew is that we were going out of town to stay at our favorite hotel, going to have dinner, some drinks, and a good time. That's all I knew. That's all we were doing. You set up the rest of it because you want it to be a surprise.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So we go to dinner. Still, you have no idea what's going on.
None.
I'm trying to look all cute. I have my cute little pink dress on and I was really dolled up. I really wanted to look cute for you and for potentially this other guy that you didn't know about at this time.
Yeah, I don't even know there's another guy.
So we're having dinner and we're probably 3/4 of the way through the meal. And I say, oh, we have to get going here pretty soon. And he said, what do you mean? There's some sort of timeline for what's going on? And I said, yeah, I have plans at 8:30.
Right.
And he said, okay.
Okay. Didn't know we had another set of plans, but all right.
Yeah. So we leave dinner and we go back to our hotel. And the bar inside of our hotel is very, very nice. Very high end.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I mean,
it really
is. You mentioned it. This is not the type of place where things like this happen very often.
No, I don't imagine this is the norm. You know, listen, to kind of throw it out there, this hotel is where presidents stay when they come to town. So it's not the kind of place where you're going to go just pick some chick up at the bar. It's just not a thing. So, but it's beautiful. Very well appointed. I mean, really, really nicely done. So when you said you were meeting, you know, we had to go, you were meeting someone at 8:30.
I didn't say someone. I just said I had plans at 8:30.
Yeah. And then so we walk across the street, the restaurant we were eating in was directly across the street from the hotel. We walk in and you kind of stopped me in the lobby of the hotel before we got into the bar. And you said, do you want to walk in together or separately?
Yeah.
Right? Why?
Well, because you weren't sitting with me.
Right. Which I did not know. So I was
I told you, you're going to sit at a table and I'm going to sit at the bar.
Right.
And you were like, okay.
Which we've never done. That's never been a thing. We don't even sit at tables at bars. We sit at the bar.
So let's paint this picture. We end up walking in together.
Right.
I stop right in the door and sit at the bar.
Correct.
You keep walking.
Right.
But we walk in together and are obviously together.
Well, we were holding hands up until the point that we got to the threshold of the bar door. And it's open. So the staff and everybody that's in there can see us.
So the bartender and the servers all see us together.
Yeah. So.
And yet they see me stop and sit at the bar and you keep going onto a table.
Right. And where you sat at the bar, you were closest to kind of a pillar at the bar. So to your left was not another seat. To the right was an empty seat. And then next to that was a gentleman sitting there, some guy sitting there having dinner or having a drink. So I wasn't even, again, I don't know what's going on. So that could easily have been the guy. I had no idea what was happening. So I just walked in, a cocktail waitress sat me at a table, but where she sat me, I couldn't really see you. I was almost parallel with you. And so I couldn't see you. So I moved and sat behind you to the point where you didn't even know where I was because you had to text me to ask me where I was.
Yeah.
And I was about 30 feet behind you.
Yes.
So I could see, and you never turned around or anything. So you didn't know quite where I was. And I still don't 100% know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there for a few minutes. I order a drink. I'm assuming you order a drink.
I did too. Yeah.
And a few minutes into us sitting there, this gentleman shows up.
And sits next to you. Now, I should also say the cocktail waitress that brought me the drink is, she hasn't said anything at this point, but she is certainly confused.
You can tell she is?
For sure, because when she put the drink down, she's like, is there anyone? I said, no, just me. And she's kind of like looking behind her like that, but you came in with her. I said, no, just me. So she dropped it. She was very nice. And that was it. And she walked away. And then when the guy came in and sat next to you, of course, again, I'm not 100% sure that's what's happening. I just thought this could be a guy sitting down next to a pretty girl at a bar because he saw an opportunity. You text me, this is him.
Yes.
That's all you sent to me.
So, and I'll also say to set the stage with this gentleman, I told him, I want you to come in as if we have never spoken to each other. And I want you to act like you are seriously picking me up because you are.
Right.
And he goes, well, what are my odds here? How good are my chances?
Well, we should say you only have seen a face pic of him. He's only seen one of you. You have very little correspondence.
Yeah. I don't know anything about this guy.
Right.
Besides what he looks like and he knows, he's in this town.
And he knows what you're up to. I'm there somewhere. He knows it. I'm aware, but I'm not going to take part, just that I'm visually there.
Yeah, he knows I'm attached, that we participate in the lifestyle, and that you're going to be around somewhere. That's right. All he knows.
And I was thinking, after you said that to me, I was wondering if he thought the guy next to him was me. Yeah, I couldn't help but think that.
No, I'll tell you why later, because okay. You didn't hear all of this conversation going on, but it's
no,
really funny.
No.
So he sits down and orders a drink like he's just having a drink at the bar,
right.
And starts talking to me, right. You know, and we just start bullshitting about nothing, you know, about, so that's when I find out what he does for work and why he's in town and
right. All
of these different things. But it was literally like we were just talking for the first time ever, and it was really hot.
Yeah, you were no longer communicating with me via text now.
No.
You were just concentrating on what was going on there. So I'm watching all of this, of course. I can see. I cannot hear. I can hear some laughter, but I can't hear the conversation until the other gentleman to his right started talking. He was loud.
Yeah.
But he was also talking to you over the other guy.
Right.
So I could hear a little bit of that banter. But other than that, I had no idea what was being said.
Well, it was so funny because he and I are obviously flirting with each other and kind of giving each other looks and everything. And then all of a sudden, the other guy starts piping in about bear spray and, you know, where the best place to get bear spray is in town and how you should invest in the expensive stuff. It was fucking weird. I'm like, only in our state does shit like this.
If you knew where we lived, and you'd understand why you need fucking bear spray.
It was just so weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, that guy leaves, and then because I think I texted you at one point and said, he seems really nervous. I don't know if this is going to happen.
Yes, you did. You did.
Because he was very, like, he was being flirtatious and he was kind of giving me some fuck eyes, but he wouldn't touch me. He was kind of looking down a lot, and I was like, oh God.
Well, again, I mean, are we 100% sure at that point that he didn't think I was the guy sitting to his right?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
Which would have been probably a little bit more weird for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
But because he never looked at me at all. Like when he walked in, he didn't see me. If he did, he certainly didn't acknowledge me. And I didn't really look at him. I wasn't paying attention. I had no idea who was coming, what he looked like, or where he'd be coming from.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, there was no contact between he and I. I don't think he ever saw me there. Because I was sitting kind of in a corner.
Yeah.
You know,
it was dark. I couldn't see you.
It was dark. The only lights really were the lights of the soffit of the bar. They were very, very soft. And then under the bar itself was kind of a fuchsia LED light that was running around the bottom of it. Other than that, the place was pitch black.
Yeah, it was very dark.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking this whole time?
Well, so again, you sent me that text message. You didn't know if it was going to happen because he seemed nervous. I also didn't know what the prelude was. I didn't know what the conversation was before that you guys had. I didn't know how much correspondence you had. I really didn't know if this was being done for my benefit and you guys already had a plan. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had no idea. So I was like,
were you confused or turned on? Or
well, I was turned on by the whole premise, of course. But now when you texted me, don't know if this is happening, he seems kind of shy or whatever. I was like, wow, maybe it's just going to be me and her, but it's still fucking hot to watch anyway. And then I thought to myself, because we talk about this a lot when we're in our hometown, of you kind of sitting somewhere else and me sitting somewhere else and just kind of watching. But it never happens. We never do it because we always just want to sit next to each other and it's just fun.
Well, you know? And also, like I said, we know people in every single bar. We're very distinguishable.
Well, first of all, your business with everyone in town,
yeah,
for the most part. And everyone, any place that we go is a regular place for us. So everyone knows us. So it would be weird if Brian is sitting on one side of the bar and Brenda's at the other.
They'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Or the bartenders would be like, what are you two doing? You know, it's going to throw the whole thing
off. Yeah, we only go to four places. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we could go to a place we never go to.
Yeah, it'd be tough, though. I don't want to hang out at those places. You know? And surely we're going to run into other people that we know. So, like, friends or someone's going to come up and go, hey, Brenda's sitting over there. What are you doing here? You know, that kind of thing. It's not going to work.
Yeah, no.
So we have to go out of town.
So we made it happen. So yeah. The other guy leaves. I send you that text message. And literally as soon as I send that to you, he starts getting more flirtatious with me.
Okay. So he may have thought that was me.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he just didn't want to flirt with me in front of this guy. Maybe. I don't know. But either way, you know, he started telling me that I looked really sexy, that he really liked my dress and that it was really short.
It is very short and you had no panties on.
He didn't know that yet.
I did. I totally did.
And he at one point kind of like grazed his finger on my thigh. Just Yeah, you didn't see that? Oh my God, that was the best part of this whole thing.
No, I didn't see that because I told you, I text you back. When you text me, I don't know if this is going to happen. He seems kind of shy. I said, well, touch his leg because you were sitting right next to him and both of you had kind of your hands on the bar type thing. I said, well, touch his leg, see what happens. And I don't think you did. I don't know if you did.
I didn't see it. He grazed my leg for a minute.
I didn't see that at all.
And I was like, oh, this is so hot. I'm really disappointed that you didn't see it because I was too. Like, this is the hottest part of this whole thing.
Yeah, because then I would have known something maybe was going down because this is up in the air at this point. I have no idea what's being said. I still cannot hear.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this is going and you're not touching him. He's not touching you. He wasn't sitting that close to you.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, you were close because you were sitting next to each other at a bar, but much closer than you and I obviously would sit next to each other. So it was kind of, I wasn't
sure. Not as close, you mean?
No,
as
not
we
as close.
Would sit.
No. Absolutely not. You were much further apart.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. You know, I didn't know what was happening.
Well, I finally asked. I still didn't know where this whole thing was going. I finally asked.
You couldn't read whether or not he was in or out?
You know, he's a very serious guy. He's not a joking guy. He's not like you and I. He wasn't really flirting. I mean, he told me that I looked really sexy and he liked my dress and those types of things. But it's not like this playful banter.
You think it was
like,
nerves?
I think he was very nervous. Really? And we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So he...
Well, let's talk about this. What did you think when he showed up? Did he look like you thought he was going to look? I mean, what was your initial thought?
Yeah, he's a handsome guy. He's tall. He's, you know, physically fairly my type. He has dark hair. I mean, he was very well put together. He had a nice shirt on and nice slacks and he looked really nice. So... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was not disappointed in any way.
Yeah, no, he looked like a guy that was going to meet a woman at a bar for the first time. He was going on a first date kind of thing. He was dressed that way anyway.
But he was nervous. And so I was like, I'm just not sure if this is going to happen or not. Yeah. And finally, I asked, so do you have any exciting plans for the rest of your night? And he said, I really hope to. And I said, that's interesting. Tell me more.
Right.
And he said, well, I would really like to, hang out in a more intimate setting with, a sexy chick. And I was like, oh, well, if you find any, let me know. I'm trying to play it off. And he finally was like, I think you know what I'm talking about. And I think we should take our drinks and go up to your hotel room. And nice. I was like, fuck yeah, take the reins.
Yeah, single guy tip right there. Take charge.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a situation like this. This guy had all the opportunities to not show up. He could have bailed on this thing for any number of 100 reasons.
Well, he also could have gotten there and I could have thrown out the bait and he could have not taken
it
because he didn't have the balls. Yeah. And he fucking took the bait. And I was so happy about that because I was like, okay, cool. Now we just get to have fun.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be fucking weird. You broke the ice. And I like when guys do that. I could have done it. I know that I could have. But I'm not turned on by that.
Well, you gave him enough rope and he took it.
If I have to orchestrate and dictate all of everything that happens, I'm going to be turned off. I'm just going to be like, yeah, I'm done.
Well, the good news is he, at some point, obviously got comfortable enough after you had a little bit more banter with him to just get out of his head the idea that your significant other is lurking somewhere in this hotel or in the room or something. And just, he just felt like he was a guy sitting in a bar talking to a girl. That was it.
Yeah.
And you were giving him enough signal for him to jump on it, I guess. You know, to make a move.
Literally.
So good for him. I mean, listen, that's, we talked about single guys all the time. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You show up, you go along with the program, and good things happen.
Yes. So we get our drinks to go.
Yes.
We go to the elevator.
Well, now, you text me, we're going up to the room.
Yes.
So I just sat down and enjoyed my drink. Because at that point, my job is done. I know where you are. I know what room we're in. So I'm just sitting downstairs enjoying my drink. So now, of course, when the cocktail waitress comes back, she's completely thrown off. Because I also said to her, I said, absolutely, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm going to move to the bar if that's okay with you. I said, it's nothing on you. I'm more comfortable at the bar. She said, oh, no problem. She moved my tab to the bar. So now I'm at the bar where you guys were sitting, just the other side of that pillar, because that's where the bartender happened to be standing. And she was cute, so I was kind of flirtatious with her, and it was just me and her at this point.
Oh.
And so she's also got this look on her face like, I saw you walk in with that girl that just left with another guy. So there was definitely, I can imagine after the shift, there was some conversation between them like, what the fuck was that? So, because it was very obvious. Anyway, so I sat at the bar and just waited for you to kind of tell me that the coast was clear. And then I did eventually move into the lobby of the hotel, which is magnificent.
Because huge he and fireplace. I were up there for a very long time.
Oh, it was every bit of an hour plus, maybe an hour and a half. So I just moved over to the lounge, kind of in the lobby. It's beautiful, big couches and beautiful fireplace. So I just sat there and hung out, having my cocktail.
He and I get into the elevator, and there's another young couple that gets in the elevator with us.
Right.
And they go up to the same floor as us,
right.
And they go into the room right next to us. And right. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, this matters later.
Well, I'm also thinking, I'm going to be loud. Like, if this ends up
yes.
turning into hot sex, like, this is not going to be quiet. Now we share right. an elevator with them. It's just, ugh, whatever. Yeah. So anyway.
Well, we do see them. You see them again. We see them again, I should say.
So we go into the room, and as soon as we get alone, his energy just changes.
Sure.
He becomes so much more confident, so much more sure of himself, like, busts out a bottle of lube from his pants.
Yes, which he forgot.
And condoms.
Well, I mean, that's what happens, right? You're in this kind of a stressful kind of situation, or, you know, to some degree, anxious situation. You're in a bar. You're meeting a woman for the first time whose significant other is somewhere around, although everyone's on the same page. He's having to be charming enough to pick you up and be smooth. And then finally, like, all that pressure just leaves, right? Now you're alone. It's like, oh, okay, now I can just relax. Like, that, the hard stuff is over.
Yeah, now we can just have fun.
Yeah.
So one of the things I did say to him is, I wanted to send some sexy stuff to you.
Right.
Which I'm always, for whatever reason, I'm nervous to ask guys that, because I don't want them to think it's as if I'm using them, you know?
Right.
Like, hey, I want us to take pictures because you're my prop in this fantasy.
Right.
And I never want to make anyone feel like that. But at the same time, one of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite parts of the hot wife lifestyle, is providing you with those sexy little trinkets.
Yeah, it just gets us amped up.
Yeah. So he was all about it. He's like, oh, that sounds so hot. Leah, let's do
it. Well, you said, let's send a couple of pictures. He's like, fuck that. Let's send video.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about jumping in hip deep.
He takes one picture of me sucking his cock.
Right.
And then he goes, oh, we can do better than this. Because at this point, I'm on my knees sucking his cock.
So, yeah, because I don't know anything about, all I know is I got pictures and I got a video. So you get in the room, you guys have drinks. So where do you go from there?
We immediately go to sex.
So
he starts making out. He pulls out the condom and the lube from his pants and right. immediately starts making out with me. And it is like, it's very passionate kissing.
Right.
And he, of course, gives me compliments, which fucking melts me every time. Sure. I'm so vain like that. He's telling me, you know, oh God, you're so sexy. That whole time we were sitting at the bar, I just wanted to, you know, picture my cock in your mouth. And I'm like, yes. So I'm like, well, let's make that happen. So right. he takes off his pants and lays down on the bed.
Okay, so yeah, right, because the video you sent me, he was on his back. Yeah.
Yes, so he's laying down. He's kind of like propping himself up so that he can take photos and
right.
videos.
Right.
But I'm on my knees at the end of the bed sucking his cock.
Right.
And I'm going to town on it. And like I said, he took one photo
right.
to send to you. And he was like, yeah, I think we can do better. I think we should do a video. It'll be hotter.
Yeah, then I get a video. Now I'm sitting in the lobby of this hotel. Okay. And when you walk into this lobby, it's magnificent. It's beautiful, really well appointed, huge fireplace. It's a gas fireplace that runs the length of the wall. So anytime anybody walks into this lobby, of course, they walk right over to this area because it's so pretty to look at. Well, so I'm sitting on a couch at the end of the couch, closest to the fireplace, trying to watch this video and trying to keep the volume down. So that, because behind me is the desk, the front desk, because I'm like, surely these people are looking over my shoulder, seeing what I'm looking at. So I was trying to be real clandestine about it. It was not easy because there's people everywhere.
So what did you think?
It was super fucking hot.
I mean,
super hot. Because I could hear you. and him, like kind of talking a little bit back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very hot.
Yeah. I don't remember what he said to me, but I think I said something about like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm loving sucking your cock right
now.
Something
like that. Yeah.
And I think he said, do you think that your man's going to like seeing this? And I was like, right. Oh, yes. Right. As I'm like going back into deep throat his cock again.
Yes.
It was really,
yeah,
really
I had, I probably watched it 3 or 4 times maybe.
Did you?
Why?
Have
yeah.
You, like, I had jacked to be, off to it?
No. I mean, there.
Oh,
while I was sitting there, I had to be careful because I wasn't watching the whole thing. Like, I watched it in pieces because
right.
I was like looking around at the same time. Like, there wasn't like 7-year-old kid standing behind me.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get a chance to like watch the whole thing until everyone was out of the lobby.
Yeah.
So I probably watched the whole thing a total of 4 times sitting there.
That's awesome.
Super hot.
So we finish, I finished sucking his cock. I sucked his cock for a while.
Yeah.
And then he laid me on my back. And I'm going to say this because I said it to him in person after we finished. The going down on me situation felt a little unfair. He went down on me for probably about 15 seconds.
Oh, I didn't know he did at all.
Yeah, it was about 15 seconds. I sucked his cock for probably 10 to 15 minutes.
Right.
He licked my clit for 15 seconds.
So what did you say to him?
Well, after this, I'll tell you. We'll get to that.
Because I don't know anything about this.
I was a little bit perturbed. I almost wasn't going to let him fuck me.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of pissed.
Well, was he just so amped up, though? I mean...
Yeah, he told me that that's what happened
yeah.
after we talked about it.
Right.
But in the moment, I'm thinking, okay, I just provided you with all of this oral stimulation
right.
and, you know, gave you...
And you were definitely working it because I have video to prove.
Oh, God. I'm touching his balls. I'm using both hands. I'm stroking. I'm flicking my tongue. I'm doing everything.
Right.
Because I'm really turned on by this whole thing.
Right.
I know that the video we're sending you is going to be super hot and he's really into it. So it's just a good situation and it resulted in what I think was a pretty fucking fantastic blowjob.
Right.
So then to go down on me for 15 seconds, I was like, okay, that's not fucking cool.
Right.
So I almost didn't let him fuck me. He got up to put on a condom and I kind of like sat up and I was like,
I could see the look on your face already. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like that
single guy tip of the week.
You know that look like, oh, yeah. Are you fucking kidding yeah. me right now?
Single guy tip of the week. Here we go.
So I was like, I think I need a drink of water. So I get up and he's like putting on a condom and looking over at me like, okay, are we?
So at this point you're evaluating whether or not this is going any further.
Well, I have, my brain is going in two different directions. One is like, you didn't fucking lick my pussy. And that's not okay.
Right.
And the other part of it is like, but this is a really hot situation and we've already come this far.
Right.
And I'm thinking about you being downstairs and the story I'm going to have for you later. And I'm
right.
like, it would be a disappointment to like throw all of this out the window just because he's
right.
being selfish
orally. Well, yeah. And you also at that point don't really know how well this is going to go. So, you know, it was kind of not so much a roll of the dice, but you had a good time in the end, but you weren't sure, obviously. So, you know, you just didn't know which way to go.
Yeah, I was really hesitant, but I finally decided to let him fuck me. So I laid on my back and he was like, we should record another video for your man.
Right.
And I was like, I think we should do audio because I don't like...
Right.
I don't like the way I look having sex. I don't think it's super sexy.
Weird.
And I didn't want to just like film his cock going in and out of me.
Right.
I don't know. The whole
right.
So I was like, let's do audio instead.
Right.
So I laid the phone down. So it was like a black screen.
Yeah.
But you're hearing him fuck me.
Yes, I heard the whole thing.
And
eventually.
I'm moaning and I'm writhing all over the place. And
yeah.
he makes me come and you hear all of that.
Yes, I did.
And I sent it to you real time. Like he made me come. I stopped the audio and then we stopped for a minute. So that I could send it to you.
Right.
So you're down in the lobby and you get that.
Well, again, there was just too many people. I couldn't listen to it. So I didn't get to really hear it until we got up to the room. Well, until I got to the room later.
Well, it was still hot to
send yeah,
it
Yeah, it was
to
super
you.
Fucking hot.
So then he decides he wants to bend me over and starts fucking me that way and is grabbing onto my ass really nicely and pounding me really nice. And I come again.
Yeah.
And by now I'm like dripping wet.
Yeah.
And so he goes, are you a squirter? And I said, yeah, I mean, yeah, I
right.
squirt. I wouldn't call myself a squirter.
Right.
And he's like, well, one of my fetishes is making women squirt, which,
right.
You know, cool.
Right.
But what he said that really turned me on was like, I'd really like to leave a nice little wet spot for your man to come back to. And I was like,
right.
okay, now that's hot.
Okay, that works. Yeah.
So he lays me on my back and starts fingering me. And when I say I squirted,
yeah,
that
I
is
it.
A fucking understatement.
Yeah.
It was fucking everywhere.
And you text me.
It was all over the bed. It was on the wall by the bed.
Yeah.
He was covered in it.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, you texted me and said I'm squirting everywhere right now.
I forgot that I said that.
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Yeah, I believe you. I saw it.
So he goes and gets cleaned up. And then we just kind of sit and talk for a few minutes. I think we both just needed a little breather. And that's when I found out, like, he's a lifestyle guy. He used to be in a relationship with someone, and they went to the swingers club every fucking weekend. And he really misses that part of the lifestyle, which is why he's back on Cassidy and why he reached out to us while he was traveling for work. And so it was nice to get to know him. He's a really cool guy. And it was interesting because I felt like these were all things that in any other circumstance I would have found out before I took my pants off.
For sure.
Well, I didn't have pants off, but you know what I mean.
Well, that was the whole thing. So one of those, you know, another first, not only the scenario in and of itself where you kind of sat at a bar, I sat behind you, and you were just picked up by a random dude. Although not totally random, you did kind of set it up, obviously. But you didn't know hardly anything about him until you met him.
Right.
You know, so again, there's a lot of firsts, which was just so fucking hot.
Yeah. And it was during that downtime that I told him about the oral thing.
Oh, so what was that conversation?
Well, like? I just said, do you have an aversion to providing oral?
Right.
And he goes, well, no, what do you mean? And I said, well, I mean, I didn't get a lot of oral.
Right.
And he kind of starts laughing, and then he can tell I'm serious.
Right.
And he goes, no, I was just so excited to fuck you. I'm so sorry. I guess I just wasn't even thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not a huge deal. It kind of is to me, but you know, but at the same time, you know, just food for thought.
Right.
If a woman provides you with 15 minutes of oral, you know, reciprocate.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like, yeah, you're totally, he's like, what he said too was, this is his second swinger interaction since being in a relationship.
Oh, wow.
And that these are things that he's never really had to think about before.
Right.
Because they just organically happened in his relationship. And now all of a sudden he's having to like relearn all of those behaviors.
So this is his second interaction as a single guy in the lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a learning curve. There's no doubt about it.
So, I mean, I kind of had to give him a pass at that point.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, then we started fucking again.
Right.
And I rode his cock, which was super hot. And he started talking dirty to me, which was the first time that he had done that during this whole interaction.
Really?
So I'm riding his cock and he was like, oh my God, it feels so good with you bouncing up and down on my cock. And like, I can feel your big ass on my cock. It feels so good. And I'm like, yes.
Nice.
And we're making out as I'm riding him. And I am coming over and over and over again. And then finally he says that he's gonna come, and he buries himself in me, pulls me down by my shoulder, so he is like deep
so
inside.
You're still riding.
Granted, condom on.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he wants to be like deep inside me while he's coming.
And you're still riding him.
I'm still on top.
Right.
And he, so that he pulls me down so that I can't like move back up. He wants to be buried in me while he's coming, which was fucking hot. It was so hot. And the look on his face, just pure bliss in that moment.
Right.
And he came hard. And it was amazing.
So you said.
So that was the interaction. He showered really quick and then left.
Yeah, you texted me and said he had just left. Come upstairs and fuck me.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what you said to me.
And I meant it.
Yeah. And I was just getting up off the couch. He had just come out of the elevator. I knew it was him. He just came out and made the right-hand turn out the door. So he never saw me again. I don't think he ever saw me.
No.
And then I just got in the elevator and came upstairs. And you were absolutely ready to be fucked again. I got to hear the audio.
So I very quickly showered myself off before you came up to the room.
Right.
And I was still soaking wet. Yeah. I was soaked because I was so turned on by this whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole idea of how, you know, in some ways random it felt, and the fact that it was a fulfillment of a fantasy, and it was good sex. And
even though there was a modicum of planning, there was a lot of randomness in it, which was very fucking hot.
Yeah, there were still a lot of things that had
for
to
me
work
for sure
out.
It was random because I didn't know shit.
Right?
I didn't know anything about it.
Well, this was really me wanting to fulfill a fantasy for you.
Yeah, it was super hot.
You enjoyed it?
Yes, very much. We had a great time.
We fucked for hours that night.
It was so fucking hot.
We woke up the next morning and fucked again.
Yeah, it was very intense. The whole idea of that interaction with would be, you know, stranger, my being present but not really present.
Semi-removed.
The very first time. That's the other thing. This is the very, very first time that you played with a single guy that I did not meet first.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
Sure it is.
Arizona.
Well, true. If you're in town. I mean, if we're together, that's never been a thing.
Right.
You know, that's never been a thing. You being out of town is different. That one time, as you travel for work. But the very first time while we were together in the same space, that I would not have known who the guy was.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, very, very unique.
So you loved it?
Yes, very much. We'll need to do that again. That
it's not the same. The second time won't be the same as the first.
Well, we'll have to spice it up
a little. We'll have to find a sexy little twist on it of some sort.
For sure.
to make it different.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what's, you know, now, of course, that we're getting this far into the lifestyle and we've had this number of hot wife interactions, my mind is constantly on how can we take it to the next level, or how can we do something completely different that we've never done before, or how can we take an interaction that we have had before and somehow make it extra spicy. Yeah.
Well, we definitely have that opportunity in Denver. There's going to be potentially a single guy interaction in Denver.
Yeah.
So we've got that opportunity. That's going to be unique in and of itself. We'll talk more about that down the road, but that will be a unique situation.
For sure.
For sure. No doubt about it. But yeah, that was super hot. And I think we could certainly, you could always make it hotter, right? You could always build on it. But when the first time it happens is like, it's so unique.
Yeah.
You know, I was so like not expecting it.
Yeah. And so the next morning we go down for breakfast the couple that had the room right next to us that saw me and this gentleman go into our room together now see you and me coming out of the room together.
They were coming back to their room as we were going down for breakfast.
And you can tell this look on their face like, what the fuck?
I had no idea.
Their mouths are agape. They cannot figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I had no idea because I didn't know that you had seen them in the elevator or anything.
We talked to them and everything, you know. Hey, how's your night going? I mean, they recognize me for sure.
Yeah, I had no clue that what was happening. And then they went into the room next to us and you were like, yeah, that's a couple in the room next to us. They totally saw me go up to the room with that dude yesterday. I was like, oh, nice. So, you know, good for them. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
the whole hotel known we were sluts.
For sure. The bar absolutely knew. I wonder if they'll remember us when we go back.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, like, oh, these two again. That would be so funny. Yeah, but definitely a unique, hot experience. Just one of those things I was not expecting. We have talked about it, obviously, many times because we've wanted to do it here in our hometown. It just is, the logistics of that are a nightmare.
Yeah.
Just a nightmare.
Well, there's very few people that I talk with and get a good sense from right away, too.
Well, also, we're not in, when we go out, we go downtown, but it's not necessarily in the exact town we live in. So it's not like you can just go to the bar, pick up somebody, and just run home. It's 20 minutes away. You got to drive. You know, it's kind of a hassle. And it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, it just doesn't work.
It was really fun. I liked it. I liked being able to do that for you.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that very much.
And when you got back, I played the audio for you again while I was sucking your cock.
Yes.
I forgot about this because my favorite part of this entire thing is you come back, you sit in a chair, you're like, come suck my cock. And I turn on the audio and set the phone down while I'm sucking your cock.
Yeah, because I was not able to hear it downstairs. I couldn't, there was no way I could play it.
Well, I had it on loud.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Because there were people around. But yes, it was really the first time I got to hear it was when I was sitting down in the room. And of course, the room is a mess, shit everywhere now. And it was dark, of course. You're super worked up. I'm dying to fuck you. And it was a very hot scene for sure.
I loved it.
Very fucking hot. Yeah.
So that is our slutty hotel story.
Yes, more to come. And so the following day, we came home. And while we were driving home, you're already making plans for that afternoon. So that we'll talk about next week, because Slutty Pants clearly just couldn't get enough. The weekend was full of sex. It was a sex-filled weekend.
Yeah. So we'll talk about the second half of that weekend very soon.
And you were super sore. But you were a trooper and had another date anyway.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Going to give it away.
Nope, not going to give it away.
No. So that's the story.
Yeah, stay tuned. Lots more sluttiness to come. We got a lot of good things happening. Thanks again to all of our patrons.
Yes, absolutely. And we're finally out of YouTube jail.
Oh, yes. New YouTube video for TabooToys.com. We did a toy review for them. Holy shit, was it fucking amazing. The most powerful vibrators. You really should check it out. It will tell you exactly which vibrators you need to own.
Hint, it's two of them because it provided me with the best orgasm of my entire life. So go check that out on our YouTube channel at Front Porch Swingers. We also can be found on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We're coming up on 10,000 followers on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, so crazy.
So if you're not already following us, help us get there. We're like 200 people away.
Well, and we should say we're on the cusp of a real big milestone for downloads.
Yeah.
So by the time this airs, we will probably already have hit that, but we're going to tell our patrons about that first on, I think, Tuesday.
We already did tell them that we were going to hit it this week.
Did we? Okay, good.
Yeah. So we'll tell you guys, by the time you're hearing this episode, we will be at 250,000 downloads.
Yep, in 11 months, almost exactly 11 months.
It's fucking insane. Yep. This thing exploded. We've said it multiple times. We had no idea where this would go. And the fact that it has grown this quickly, this big, is, it's awesome. And it's a huge testament to you guys. We've had so many people reach out and say, hey, I told you guys about, or told all of my lifestyle friends about you guys. Yeah. We've had people on Cassidy recommend us on their pages, on Instagram. I mean, it's just, it's all because of you guys and your support. So thank you. A million, here we come.
Yeah, crazy. 250,000 literally in exactly 11 months.
Yeah.
It's just, I never expected it for sure.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody that listens. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And we hope to bring you guys many, many more slutty stories. Absolutely. So stay tuned and thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah. Thanks everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.